In the last podcast, we considered Abraham, and now we consider his wife, Sarah. We are in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 11 through 12. I want to start off with a quick story. I don't know who it originated from, but it's been told an MIT linguistics professor was lecturing his class, and he said, a double negative forms a positive in English. However, in some languages, such as Russian, a double negative remains a negative. But there isn't a single language, not one, in which a double positive can express a negative. And this is when a voice piped up from the back of the room and said, yeah, right. And there we hear, of course, in the inflection of his voice, he's meaning a negative. And with Sarah, in the English language, we understand, as we just read, two negatives equal a positive. But Sarah is the perfect double negative that does not make a positive. As we understand in verse 11, it says, by faith, even Sarah herself received the ability to conceive. Her ability was not her own. In fact, not only was she too old to conceive, one negative, but even when she was younger, she never conceived. In other words, she was barren. So you had two negatives going against Sarah, age and barrenness. Yet she received the ability to conceive. This was not on her own power, nor is it in the power of anyone but God, as he has the unique place of creator to create life as he deems. Even beyond the proper time of life, Sarah, who was unable to conceive and pass the proper time or fitting time to bear a child, she bore a child, since she considered him faithful who had promised. She believed. There are many movies and even Christian preachers who are all about believing in yourself and you can do whatever you put your mind to. That is not what this text is teaching at all. Rather, the emphasis is she believed in a promise which God had given her, and she believed that he who promised her was faithful. You see, the emphasis is on God's word and his promises, not what she set her mind to. In fact, she struggled, as we'll consider later on. So what were the results of this faith? Therefore, there was born one man, and him as good as dead as that. We could add here, with a woman as good as dead, right? There was born. God made that which was impossible. He made it possible. And this is what came from one man, as many descendants as the stars of heaven in number, and innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. The promises which he read, which we read in the Old Testament to Abraham and Sarah, which were impossible, came through God's work and faithfulness, because nothing is impossible with God. So not only did God give Abraham and Sarah a child, he gave them a nation, a legacy, which was innumerable. So what do we take home today from Sarah's life? Notice there's something a little different about this one, focused in on her belief and the results. But what do we read from the Old Testament? We know that Sarah struggled with belief. She was struggling. She laughed as the promise was made. There were doubts. And yet, God graciously allowed her faith to prevail. He gave her faith. And once again, this doesn't mean we go and take, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, out of context. What it means is we can depend, we can believe, and we can stand steadfast upon the promises of God given to us. And we can depend on those by faith and see those promises come about. So we hold fast to God's word, and we believe in God's word. As he is faithful to us, we keep our faith in him.